This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. If you haven't heard yet, new polls are out showing Trump with the lead in the popular vote, the big lead in the battleground states, and a gigantic lead in the electoral vote. Don't mean to say I told you so, but again, there really are no I told you so's until November 3rd, the night of. Let's hope the election decided on that day. Let's hope Trump wins as big as I think he's going to win. I just think this is, I mean, that's my next column. Joe Biden is the Michael Dukakis of the 21st century. This is Michael Dukakis all over again. Dukakis was leading by 17 points over the summer. 17 points over George H.W. Bush, W.'s father. 17 points! And he wound up losing, it was either 7 or 8. I got to look it up. Actually, Chris, while I'm talking, look up how many points did George H.W. Bush beat Dukakis by? Was it 7 or 8? If it's 7, then it was a 24-point turnaround. If it's 8, it was a 25-point turnaround. But either way, it was an electoral landslide. I think it was like 414 to 100. He destroyed him electorally, and he beat him by either 7 or 8 points in the general election. And he was down by 17. This is going to be the kind of win for Trump. I don't think it's possible anymore to win the popular vote at all, certainly not by a lot, because there's so many foreigners and so many illegal aliens in this country, and they're all voting. Democrats are bringing them out. Now we have mail-in ballots. So, I mean, they're going to win California instead of 6 million. They'll win this time by 8 million. So I don't know if it's even possible, even if you're leading in the polls, to win the popular vote. 56-44. Wait a minute, 56-44. 56-4. Tell me again. Give it to me again. 50 what?
53.4. Everybody can hear me. And to Dukakis is 45.6.
All right. So round it off. 45.6 is 46 and 53. So 4 and 3 is 7. It's a little over 7 points. So he was down by 17 and he won by 7. 24-point turnaround. And let me tell you when it turned around. Let me tell you when. Michael Dukakis, in his first debate against Bush, was asked if somebody, you're famous for being against the death penalty. If a criminal raped and murdered your wife, would you change your mind and be for the death penalty? And the normal answer that every woman in America wanted to hear, and the second I heard his answer, I said, the election's over, he's lost. The normal answer every woman in America would want to hear is, well, yes, I am personally against the death penalty, but if somebody raped and murdered my wife, I'm sorry, I'd want to kill them with my own bare hands. That's the answer, right? But liberals are so dumb, they can't even say that. It's like, even though it's my own wife and it's brutal how she died, I'd be inconsistent. I'm against the death penalty. I couldn't support it there either. Well, that was it. That was the end of Michael Dukakis. Here's a man that doesn't even love his wife enough to want to kill the man that murdered and raped his wife. So that was it. From that point on, see, nobody remembers that. They remember Willie Horton. Well, Law and Order was a big part of that one, too. That was a big part. No question. Just like today. Law and Order. And people call that racist, just like today. To show a black man guilty of a triple murder who gets out of prison and rapes a woman and murders her after he gets out, because he never should have been out in the first place, that's racism. Really? I think the black man is a criminal. Doesn't matter what the color of his skin is. Michael Dukakis let a criminal out of prison who went on to rape and murder others. What's a three-time murderer doing out of prison? Michael Dukakis gave him, I think, a pardon, right? I think that's how he got out early. And so that was the end of Dukakis on Law and Order, and it was the end of Dukakis in a stupid tank. He did a campaign ad where he was in a tank. And he looked like a midget in a tank. People were laughing at him. Was it just a joke? But those were factors. But the real factor that no one understood and to this day everyone's forgotten is I watched the debate between him and H.W. Bush, and his answer was so awkward and so strange. Nah, someone raped and murdered my wife. I got to remain consistent. I just couldn't ask for the death penalty. I'm against the death penalty. I'd have to maintain consistency even if you raped and murdered my wife. No woman wants to hear that. So that was the end forever of Michael Dukakis. That's what's going to happen with Biden. Number one, you've got Law and Order and a Willie Horton issue again, which is TV ads showing cities burning and looting and rioting and being destroyed. And the Republican to the rescue. And number two, you got a guy who, in the debate, is going to get destroyed. Just like Michael Dukakis. Just destroyed. And there will be a Willie Horton type of question. Excuse me, not a Willie Horton, but an actual, you know, if a man rapes and murders your wife, how would you feel about it? Are you for the death penalty? There will be an answer from a Biden that will make him look like a fool in front of the whole nation. So this is the Michael Dukakis of 2020, all over again. Michael Dukakis election, all over again. The Michael Dukakis collapse, all over again. Democrats have put up another Michael Dukakis who's just gone. But here are the numbers from the latest poll. So this one is not, you know, real clear politics where it's still like a three-point Biden lead in all the polls together. This one is one specific poll. And it is the Democracy Institute poll, the DI poll. President is trying to find the popular vote. Hold on one second. I just want to find the popular vote first. All right. First of all, the president is ahead in the Electoral College vote, 319 to 219, electoral landslide. President is up in all the battleground states, 48-45. Oh, I'm sorry, national popular vote. Trump 48, Biden 45. In the battleground states, 49-42 Trump. Trump's up by 7 points in the battleground states. He's up by 3 nationwide in every state. Remember, it doesn't matter how you're up nationwide. You could be down 3. As long as you win the battleground states, you win the electoral landslide. More on the battleground states. In Florida, Trump up 47-43 by 3. In Minnesota, deep blue Minnesota, Trump up 48-45 by 3. In New Hampshire, Trump up 47-43 by 4. And the president got a major bounce in the black vote as well. And he's well on his way to doing exactly what I said, which is doubling the black vote from 8 points to 16 points from 2016 to now. So that's the story. Democrats are in a panic. Rick Barris tweets out of Poll Watch. Democrats are in a complete and total panic right now. Look, Democrats created the riots. They own the riots. Their candidate is Joe Biden. So in every way, this is Michael Dukakis. Number one, it's about law and order, and it's about Willie Horton. That one was about Willie Horton. This one's about issues just like Willie Horton. You know, the guy who literally got pardoned and let out early. Maybe it wasn't the word pardon. It was an early release approved by Michael Dukakis as the governor of Massachusetts. And then he went on to, I think, if my memory serves me, look this one up for me, Chris. Willie Horton. He was in jail for, I think, triple murder, and when they let him out, I think he raped and murdered somebody else. I believe those are the things that happened. But maybe he was just in jail for one murder, and when they let him out, it was a triple murder when he got out. Something like that happened, and that ad, Lee Atwater was the Republican genius who made this guy the star of all of George H.W. Bush's ads, Willie Horton. Law and order determined that election, and a very bad, pathetic, incompetent candidate determined that election. And the debate determined that question, that election. And I think all of these are coming together in the same way for President Trump. So good news, good news, good news. Let's see, are you looking up Willie Horton for me? All right, so you could just open the mic and let people know.
Yeah, I'm going to do that because it's
much easier to just read it. So this is Chris O'Sullivan. Yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
They saw it in the pamphlet. All right, so Willie Horton was a convicted felon. We all know that. Dukakis, he was on a weekend furlough program and did not return from his furlough. Ultimately committed assault, armed robbery, rape, before being captured and sentenced in Maryland, where he still to this day remains incarcerated. So it was also noted he was a murderer, and they still furloughed him.
Yeah, I'm almost certain it was a triple murder. If you look it up, you'll see it was a triple murder.
Yeah, but
and they let him out on a weekend furlough. Merlot, and he raped and savagely assaulted a woman.
Committed an armed robbery as well.
Got it. Okay. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Chris does a great job. Bang-up job. Fabulous. Always when I need something, Chris is there to look it up quickly and get it out quickly into my ear or on the show to you. So this is the Willie Horton election, and this is the Michael Dukakis election all over again. And it's not just the way Trump's going to win, but it's also the size of the comeback. Right? This is a monster comeback so far, and I think on Election Day he'll complete the comeback and look just like Willie Horton. The jury is still out, excuse the pun, whether a Republican like Trump could ever win the popular vote ever again. I just don't know. Especially with mail-in ballots, which is total fraud. I just don't know if you could win the popular vote ever again. You know, it can't be exactly like Willie Horton, because George H.W. Bush won the popular vote by 7 points. More than seven. 7.4, 7.6, whatever it was. So you're talking about 17 down, 7 up, 24-plus point turnaround, almost 25-point turnaround. That's the kind of turnout Trump has right now. So it's very much like Michael Dukakis, but I don't know that you can win the popular vote, but I think the electoral will be a landslide, just like Bush. So you just got a preview of my next commentary. The Michael Dukakis collapse of 2020 is happening right now. And that's why the Democrats are in a panic. When we get back, I'll tell you why people are voting for Trump all of a sudden, why they're coming to the realization. If you see what's going on in California, if you see what their kindergarten through 12th grade curriculum is, it's all about oppression and racism, and everyone in America's history that's white is bad. And this is what they're going to vote on and pass in the next few days. This is what they're going to teach our children. And when you see that California is completely broke and yet they voted for reparations, you will understand why people cannot vote Democrat ever again.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and ship to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR, and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. Hey, by the way, you know I always talk about gold and silver on this show, always. And, once in a while I see an article that leads me to back up that belief that gold and silver are just poised for the biggest run in history. They've already had one of the great runs ever, and it's only going higher. That's what Kip Herridge tells me all the time, my economic guru who stars on the show all the time. So for the last couple weeks, I've been talking about Warren Buffett. He always hated gold, and he just announced he's buying tons of precious metals, just like in the year 1997 when he bought 111.2 million ounces of gold and made $97.4 million. Even Warren Buffett, who hates gold, when he does it, you know it's going to go up. He knows, and it's up now, going up now, and Warren Buffett has bought into it. Well, here's an article I cut out, a brand new one. $16 billion Ohio Police and Fire Pension Fund approves a 5% allocation for gold to help diversify the fund's portfolio and hedge against the risk of inflation. The change was approved as a first step in an ongoing asset review that was presented to the fund's board on August 26th. Additionally, the fund plans on adding the gold stake by borrowing. The fund is increasing its leverage from 20 to 25% to make the change. So even the $16 billion Ohio Police and Fire Pension Fund understands you could lose your whole pension fund if gold goes to zero. And you've just got to buy some gold. You just have to, and almost nobody owns gold. Here's a quote from Peter Schiff, one of my friends, a big economist. Peter Schiff says, Warren Buffett seems to have a very good understanding of inflation. He doesn't regard it as rising prices. He regards it as money supply. He basically says that's inflation, the erosion of purchasing power of money. Buffett now has a much darker outlook on inflation than he did in the past. is now of the opinion that inflation is going to be so high that gold is going to be particularly important to own rather than just owning businesses. I agree. I think the United States and the world is in such a weird place that if you don't own gold and silver, you are screwed. That's the nicest way I can put it. Because your assets are going to go to zero. At least your money is, you know, the money you keep in the bank. I'm not sure about real estate. Usually when inflation flies, gold goes up, silver goes up, and real estate goes up too. So real estate might be good, but the problem is going to be all your other assets. So the single most important thing you can own, if it's gold and silver, then you got to know Cornerstone Asset Metals. And they not only sell you gold and silver and rare coins and everything else, but they will help you roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. And only for my listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value, so you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. 888-8-GOLD-NOW, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you will open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. cornerstoneassetmetals.com. Hey, if it's good enough for Warren Buffett, it's good enough for the Ohio Police and Fire Pension, it should be good enough for you. So, I was mentioning in the first hour how every single killer out there has a long criminal record, just like Jacob Blake, just like George Floyd. All these guys have long criminal records. Once a criminal, always a criminal. And the Antifa killer of the Trump supporter in Portland was arrested in a June drag racing story with his son while drunk and arrested last month with a gun, but charges were dropped. And this all comes from the message board 4chan. It's not that I'm a big believer in 4chan. You know, I've never been there in my life. I don't even know how you get to 4chan. I don't know anything about message boards. I'm just an internet guy. I even have trouble sending an email. I'm not exactly a technologically advanced guy. So, I mean, I'm thrilled that I know how to send emails and receive emails and you know, surf around the internet and find any site I need to find. I have no idea where you get to 4chan. All I know is that a lot of conservatives talk about 4chan. Liberals think it's like a conspiracy theory thing. Meanwhile, they keep solving every crime. They keep handing to the police photos of or videos of the exact person that committed a crime at these Black Lives Matter Antifa rallies. So I don't know much about 4chan. All I can tell you is they're doing a good job. And a Portland Black Lives militant shot and killed a member of the pro-Trump group Patriot Prayer. And there's actually a video of the shooting. And within minutes of the shooting, 4chan users got to work, and within hours they had a name. Message board quickly claimed allegedly the shooter's Michael Reinold, 48, of Portland. He's a snowboard instructor from Oregon. He's a 48-year-old professional snowboarder, previously featured on a Bloomberg promo for the riots, where he described himself as part of the rioters' security apparatus, touted his military experience, and described events that led up to him receiving a bullet grazing on his arm, and he's got a neck tattoo, and the 4chan people saw the neck tattoo and identified him as the guy who murdered the Trump supporter in Portland.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Speaking in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on Monday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says if President Trump wins re-election, the violence that has rocked the country will not stop. But President Trump says it's actually the Biden campaign that's funding some of the violence.
13 members of Biden's campaign staff donated to bail and rioters, the getting him out of jail, looters, they got him out of jail, and his running mate, Kamala, urge their supporters to do the same thing.
The president referring to a tweet there from Kamala Harris where she asked people to donate to the Minnesota Freedom Fund. Change fees are going away at three airlines. American, United, and Delta are getting rid of them on domestic tickets and offering a credit if the new flight is less expensive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Thank you.
Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a great guest with me. He was on last week, and he is just a Wayne Root guest. Like, he's a Wayne Root-style guest. He's got such great energy. He's the black Wayne Root. That's how we'll describe him from now on. Niger Innes, welcome back to the show. How are you, brother?
Always good to be on with you, brother.
Niger is a... Never been called a black Wayne Root before. Civil rights leader.
I have not been called.
Civil rights leader.
I stepped into you, though, Wayne, on your morning show, and I sent it to you. I called myself the Melanin Advantage Brother from Another Mother.
There you go. There you go. I want to make sure everybody knows who Niger is, though. Civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality, otherwise known as CORE, and just a great friend of the show, a great friend of Wayne Root. So, Niger, look, let's talk a little bit about Black Lives Matter, because obviously I agree that Black Lives Matter, but they don't matter more than white lives, Jewish lives, Asian lives, Indian lives, Hispanic lives. To me, I think it's an insult that somebody would say their lives are more important than my life. I don't understand why all these athletes and these sports team coaches and all these sports team owners are all letting the players hijack their teams in the name of Marxist politics. This is crazy, and it's going to damage sports beyond belief.
It is, and it's actually hurting the culture generally, and that is the source of the problem. You've heard the term politically correct, but now you have culturally correct. And the reason why you've got the most of these NBA players, and by the way, like I did on last week's show, I distinguish between LeBron James, whose BFF is Barack Hussein Obama, and a lot of these other basketball players who are innocent, most of them are innocently trying to do the right thing, but not only them, you've got Major League Baseball following suit. You've got the NHL, which, has maybe three black players in the entire league, so following suit as well. And it's because of it demonstrates, Wayne, is the absolute dominance of establishment media in our country, the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC, NBC, CBS. Well, there's only one Fox News, but everything else are now. I know we've got Newsmax and we've got OWN, but in terms of the megaphone and in terms of the dominance that it has, and not only that, Hollywood as well. So you have the entire culture drum beating that Black Lives Matter, which is a real nice sounding slogan, but if you do what I did over a year ago and actually investigate who Black Lives Matter is, it was not only established by Marxists, self-declared open Marxists. In fact, there's a Facebook, I should have sent it to you, but it's a Facebook page where one of the founders of Black Lives Matter is smiling in Venezuela, taking a picture with Maduro.
Nicolas Maduro. Yeah. And by the way, you left something out. They're all three founders, I believe, were lesbian Marxists who don't believe men should lead a household. They believe men in a household doesn't help anybody.
They want to destroy the nuclear family. That is part of their platform. They want to promote a queer network, whatever the hell that is, and they want to, of course, defund the police. All of those entities not only are unhelpful for society generally, for the country generally, but they are a clear and present danger to the very black male lives that they say that they're protecting. They are using the moniker of black men and Black Lives Matter for a hardened socialist Marxist agenda to essentially burn the United States Constitution.
Well, you know, there's a bunch of athletes who I know for a fact are conservative Republican. There's a bunch of coaches who I know are conservative Republican. There's a bunch of owners who I know are Republican conservative. And they're all scared to death to speak out because they'll have a mass exodus. Their players will boycott the team. You know, like, I think my Dallas Cowboys have a real chance to win the Super Bowl this year. Their team is stocked from top to bottom. So the point I'm trying to make is the Cowboys really could win it all this year. And I think, like, Jerry Jones and the coach Mike McCarthy, and I can't blame them, are scared to death they'll lose the black players if they don't come out and say we're for Black Lives Matter and you can go ahead and kneel for the national anthem. And so all day long, they're mentioning something about, what, you know, it's time to stand up. We got to be part of the change. I'm not going to be against Black Lives Matter. I'm going to have to support Black Lives Matter. I think my players might have to kneel. I'm going to have to change my stance. Jerry Jones said the other day, they're all going down a road that I think is a tragic mistake. They're not understanding that their typical customer who buys the tickets and watches the game and buys the uniforms is a Republican conservative, and we're angry, and we're not going to watch your games anymore. We're not going to support you anymore. So I just saw minutes ago, Nick Saban, the coach, probably the best coach in college football history other than Bear Bryant, coach of Alabama, led his players in a Black Lives Matter march in Tuscaloosa. I got to think in conservative Alabama, people are losing their minds over this.
That is, again, it's reflective of the dominant narrative, media-generated narrative, that, of course, these NBA players are leveraging as well. You know what's really tragic about all this? When you look at the average young black male out there, and you look at the problems that individual is confronting, no doubt that the criminal justice system is one of those problems. But the key, before you get to the criminal justice system, there are lifestyle choices that an individual can make that can help determine the destiny of their life. You know, not having a child out of wedlock, getting married before you have children, just graduating high school. I mean, college would be nice, but just graduating high school itself, it almost guarantees that you may not become a billionaire, but it guarantees that you're going to have a decent working class, middle class way of life. That's, of course, presuming that we keep the capitalist free market economy that we have as a country. You know, and the thing is, the tragedy, and it's almost, you know, I hate to be overdramatic here, but it's almost satanic, because the BLM movement is completely against these things. You know, you have a child in wedlock, they're against the nuclear family. They want to deconstruct the nuclear family. Stay out of trouble. Stay in school. These people are against it. They want to defund the police. They want to defund our institutions. You know, it is really tragic what's going on here. And here you have a bunch of black, you know, let's say upper middle class to millionaires who should be saying and should be role models of success in life that are actually promoting victimology 101. And, of course, even worse than these athletes, who I consider most of them innocent, you know, they may be wrong, but I think they're innocent. You've got folk like Barack Obama and Michelle Obama playing the victim card like crazy. Wait, did you hear Michelle Obama talk about the fact that she was offended and a victim of racism because white people came over and pet her dog but wouldn't even look at her and acknowledge her? What kind of insanity is that?
Well, I just think it's a pure lie. I got to tell you something. Look, Niger, here's the deal. There's no way that happened, that both in an ice cream shop and walk your dog, white people never bothered to look her in the eyes and didn't know it was her. I would know Michelle Obama from three blocks away. There's no way people just didn't know it was her because they're so racist against black women. I've never heard. She just made that up. That's so absurd. It's just not true. There's no way anybody didn't know it was Michelle Obama. Nobody looks the other way and doesn't notice black women. Niger, this is stupid. This is incredibly divisive talk.
It's worse than stupid, and she's worse than a liar. And I agree that it didn't happen, and it certainly didn't happen the way she's talking about it. But what it shows is that victimology currency that exists within society at large. There's a victimology, and by the way, she's not the only one. Barack Obama pushes this thing remotely. LeBron James talked about how he walked out of his house every day and he feels like he's hunted, like black men feel like they're hunted. You know, you've got Oprah Winfrey who talked about an incident in Switzerland where some lady wouldn't show her a bag because she didn't think she could afford it or some nonsense. All these millionaires, all these folks that are not only living better than most Americans, they're living better than most people on the planet Earth. And nevertheless, they should be shining examples of how great our country is, how great their efforts were. I'll give them credit for putting in the work and taking the chances and doing well. But the fact that they almost want to psychologically close the door on any future LeBron James, Oprah Winfrey's, Michelle Obama's, Barack Obama's, Jay-Z's. The fact that they want to do that is the most selfish, disgusting phenomenon that I can think of. And it's a destruction to our young, period, black, brown, white, Asian, whatever color. They need to know that they happen to live in the greatest country at the greatest time in our history where there's more opportunity available to people of color than there ever has been within that country, And you will not hear that other from these billionaires and millionaires that have benefited from this new America.
Well, and that's probably why, as we head out here, you hear the music around the way out, but that's probably why 24% of registered black voters in the latest poll approved of the job President Trump is doing, a 9-point increase. It was a Hill-Harris X poll conducted during the Republican convention. Niger Innes, thank you for coming on the show. Always love to hear from you. Congress of Racial Equality Corps. Thank you, Niger. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn-Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver silver bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. This is the most interesting news of the weekend, by the way. Even though my show has been about nothing but, you know, the Civil War going on in the streets of America and law and order. 94% of Americans who died from COVID had contributing conditions, says the CDC. Not Wayne Root, not Donald Trump. The Center for Disease Control, the CDC, says 94%. I don't mean to say I told you so. I said from day one back in February and early March that the statistics I saw from Italy and from China indicated that only very sick and very old people were dying and that everybody else just gets the flu and there's no reason to close the economy. And it turns out now 94% of Americans who died from COVID had contributing conditions. That leaves 6% of all the people who died who actually died just because they got COVID. I'm not saying that's wonderful. I'm not saying it's not a nightmare. You know, wasn't it Ronald Reagan? Ronald Reagan had the great line. What was it? When the economy is high unemployment, it's a terrible thing. But when you are unemployed, it's a tragedy. You know, every individual in his own household that's unemployed is not a terrible thing. It's a tragedy. And it's the same thing with COVID. I can't say it's not a tragedy for those few people who died from just COVID. It's 9,000 or so and change. Out of all the people who died of COVID, it's only 9,000 who died without any contributing morbidities or very, very old. 9,000. That's not a lot of people. Again, if it's you, if it's your wife, your husband, your kid, very few kids have died. Almost none. But, you know, let's say in the whole country there's 100 kids who've died. Okay. So, same thing in Sweden. Sweden has a grand total of, I think, 70 people have died under the age of like 50. 70 in the whole country. This does not hit healthy or youngish people. But if you're the one, it's terrible. I get it. Thank God my 4 kids are healthy. What if one of my kids died? Would I be telling you COVID's not bad? That's why I can never say it's not bad. It is bad. But it's only 9,000 people in a country of 330 million have actually died from pure COVID. Using provisional data on coronavirus-related deaths from the week ending February 1st through August 22nd, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention concluded last week that for 6% of the deaths, COVID was the only cause mentioned. For deaths with conditions or causes in addition to COVID on average, there were 2.6 conditions or causes per death. Respiratory conditions such as influenza and pneumonia, respiratory failure and respiratory arrest, as well as circulatory conditions such as hypertensive diseases, cardiac arrest, and heart failure are all on the list. Other conditions include sepsis, diabetes, renal failure, and Alzheimer's. The counts are based on death certificates, which the agency called the most reliable source of data. The counts are not final. They should not be compared across states. As of Monday, the U.S. had surpassed 6 million cases and 130,000 deaths. 183,000 deaths. But again, they're telling you out of the 183,000, there's only 6% who actually died of COVID. It's less than 10,000 people. And by the way, I've seen stats over the weekend that indicate almost everybody that has a positive COVID test, it's positive false. Or maybe you say false positive. There may not actually be anything near 6 million cases. Because a case is someone who has no symptoms of any kind and they come back positive. Well, the NFL had 77 people tested positive. When they retested them, zero at COVID. Zero. 77 false positives. You don't think there's lots of false positives on this list too? And I'm trying to find it. I've got so much stuff here. But I know in Palm Beach the same thing happened. Just in the Palm Beach area, almost everybody who tested positive was not really positive. It's really quite amazing. It's an amazing story. It's going to go down in history. Years from now, we're going to look at it and say, what a scam this whole thing was. Not that it's not bad. It's bad, but you didn't have to stop an economy. Well, I can't find it right now, but I'll tell you what I did find. Just a great article about the health experts on CNN and how nutty they are. CNN health expert says mass protests for Black Lives Matter, fine, because racism is a bigger health crisis. Dr. Rob Davidson told CNN's Anderson Cooper today he's concerned that those who attended the Republican National Convention will cause a spike in COVID cases, but that protesters will not. Do you hear this stuff? Do you hear the mental insanity, the mental illness? Dr. Rob Davidson is an emergency room doctor, said he's concerned about the RNC. Cooper pointed out to Davidson that RNC attendees were neither social distancing nor wearing masks. Davidson said he was horrified to see the 1,500 people at the RNC were modeling bad behavior by not wearing masks. But when it came to the masses of protesters, Davidson was not worried about the lack of social distancing and claimed the most were wearing masks. This is a public health crisis they're marching against. Systemic racism. That's a public health crisis. Systemic racism has taken so many lives in this country. If you're born black in the country, you have 3.5 year lower life expectancy than if you're born white. What has that got to do with racism? What has it got to do with people who eat different diets? They're not in good shape. They don't work out. They have no home gym. They don't belong to a gym. They eat McDonald's every day. We all know in poor neighborhoods in general, people have bad diets. Every time you ever see somebody who's old in a minority neighborhood, they're very overweight. They got diabetes. They're obese. That's not racism. That's the choice of food you eat. Can you imagine saying that it's okay to go to a march for Black Lives Matter because you're marching against a public health emergency?
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.